Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by Joy and Peace today. I hope it's something that will be said that will help you along your Christian journey today. And today we have another exciting topic to talk about from the Bible, reasons for Job's suffering. And we're going to be talking about Brother Job today. But before we start, we're going to have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this morning. You're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. We just want to praise you this morning, Lord. We want to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praises this morning, Lord, because you are truly worthy to be praised to Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending your son Jesus to Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me to spread the gospel to those yet unsaved around the world, to Heavenly Father. I'm asking you, dear Heavenly Father, to lift them up wherever they are, raise up their bowed down heads today, dear Heavenly Father. Let them be able to come to a spiritual growth, dear Heavenly Father, as we go through the Word of God this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise, we give you honor, in Jesus' divine will. Amen, and thank God. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Job. I know everybody knows the story of Job. But sometimes we got to be reminded of some things that even occur in our life. And sometimes we have to go back to some things that we have read or we have taught through the Word of God, that it may be somebody else new on the line that may need to hear a word from the Lord. And today we're going to talk about Job. And as you read in the Word of God, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. You know, as I went through that, I was reminded, you know, I'm pretty sure Job asked a question to God. He couldn't find God in the midst of his pain that he was going through. Job was so overwhelmed with his pain. Job felt abandoned by God. Job's ability to find God in the midst of his pain was his biggest struggle. It was far more painful than the physical and the emotional pain he was feeling. You know, during this time, Job's faith was severely tested. How many times you've been going through something and your faith have been tested like Job? Job wavered at times spiritually, but he endured the test of faith because he trusted in God even when he made no sense. You know, Job had a courageous faith in God. He learned to trust in God even when he didn't understand. And that's the same way with us. We trust in God. We trust what God says. Even when we're going through something, we may not understand why we're going through right then, why this is happening, but we still are to trust in God. And sometimes we simply have to say, God, I'm putting my life in your hands. I'm done. Everything I know to do, you take control. And that's what we have to do. We have to give God total control. You know, and as we went through this, see, I was reading in the Word of God, Job was blameless. He was an upright, fearing God and turning away from evil. And had seven sons. He had three daughters. Was born to him. You'll find that in the scriptures. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very many servants. My, 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 my. You know, this, of course, was life as Job used to know it before his character was tested. I know you think of things that you were before your character got tested. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? He said that to me. Satan, have you considered my servant Satan? You know, for there is no one like him or her on the earth, a blessed away from evil. Then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? Huh? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and his house? And all his possession have increased in the land? But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse thee to thy face. You know, Satan likes to get in the midst of God's people and try to do what he can to keep you down, around. But when I read the story of Job, Job is a man of faith, and he is attacked by Satan. When God allows Satan to bring sickness on Job, you know, Satan brought sin into the world with sickness. God, by Jesus, came sin and healed him. You know, Jesus whipping, death, and resurrection atoned for man's sin, and sickness. You know, as I still read, Job is a man of faith, but has some unbelief, which is his sin. Which is his sin. The reason for Job's suffering. You know, we all have some sin in our life that we have to pray daily for God to forgive us and remove. And then Job 1:8 it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man. You know, we have to wait on healing of God to come. If you're needing healing today in your body, in your mind, wait on the healing from God. You know, you have to have patience, endurance. God allows Satan to bring sickness and death to a man of faith. So don't think with your faith that you have that you won't be tested. Yes, you will. You will be tested daily. You will go through some things until you leave this earth, but you got to know where your faith lies, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, the most difficult spiritual truth in the book of Job is God sometimes allow his people to suffer without explanation. You know, as human beings, we can't always understand why God let us suffer. Yet we know that God is all-loving, all-knowing, and all-powerful. You know, sometimes God's actions are beyond our understanding. We can't always understand how God is working in our lives. Unless God chooses to explain himself, and many times he does not, we will not understand his purpose in allowing us to suffer. Some of our questions will remain unanswered to even until we reach eternity. You know, many people wrongly believe that being a Christian exempt them from suffering. We all going to go through some suffering in this life on this side. Then they question God's goodness and love when they suffer. Trials. How many times you go through some trials in your life? You're ready to throw in the towel. You want to give up. You're going to cry. You're going to complain. But don't you know you can come out of that suffering and that trial quicker We're going on through it, not complaining, not belly aching, but giving it to God. You know, faith in God does not prevent trials. Faith in God gives us a refuge in problems. But sometimes he allows us to go through problems for reasons beyond our understanding. Sometimes we go through some things that come up in our life, and we don't understand it. We don't even know why we are going through it. And we'll start saying, well, God, I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. Well, why am I suffering through this? Why is all this coming upon me? You know, even if we can't discover the reason for our suffering on this side of eternity, we must trust in God. God is in control even when we can't sense it. So no matter what you're going through today, those that's listening into this program, God is in control. He knows everything that you're going through, everything that you're feeling. He went to the cross for us, for everything that you are going through right now. He paid the debt. Could we actually pay the debt that God paid for us? Could we actually go through what Job went through? It may be somebody out there that really went through what Job went through. But I know they came out a better person. They came out with a bigger testimony, more anointing, and they got double for their trouble. Ah. Ooh, you know, God, suffering teaches us to trust in God for whom he is, not for what he does, but trusting in him for who he is. You know, God finally answered Job in chapter 38. And God spoke to Job out of a mighty storm to impress Job with his infinite power. Job wanted to know the answer, but God refused to give Job the answer. You know, we're, no matter what kind of power, but God has all power. He gave us power. He said we would do greater works than he had done. You know, instead of giving him the answer, God assured Job that he was in control and that he alone knew the reason for Job's suffering. He alone knew the reason for Job's suffering. You know, God taught Job that it is better to know God than to know all the answers. And sometimes he letting us know that. It's better to go on with the flow, go on and do what God say do. That way, we are more able, we are more prepared. When trials come, we know how to pray. We know how to fast. We know how to go before God in prayer. We're just reading a little bit today. We're just going over the little bit of the reason for Job's suffering. You know? And as I read that, and as I read that he had put a hedge about him, talking about Job, and all his possession had increased in the land. But put forth thy hand nigh and touch all that he had, he will surely curse thee to thy face. That's what Satan was saying to Jesus, that Job is going to curse you to your face. You know, Satan imitate to God that Job only loved him because of all the blessings that Job had received. Sure, Job had received a lot of blessings, but Job loved God. Then the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has in your power, only do not put forth your hand on him. You know, Job's life became an unwelcome ride. I would say on a trolley car, called tragic. And one day he lost all his children and his house, his servants, and his livestock. And though all of Job and all and through refused to blame God or sin. Today, you may be going through a Job experience. You may have lost everything you have. You may have lost your job, your family, your home. your possession. But when you know and you think about that God is in steady control, that God give you everything that you need, and that God will provide, he is your provider, you can't help but think and read on the story of Job. Because Job went through some things. You all that's listening in right now may have went through some things. But you have to put your trust totally into God, because God surely will bring you out, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what you're going through. God will prevail. God will bring you out on top. You know, as we read this story of Job, you'll find yourself in that story. You will see a lot of points that you can pick out that you may have went through in that experience that teach you how to be humble, prideful. It teach you how to be patient. It teach you how to endure. It teach you how to be obedient. All in this, in Job's suffering, it teach you how to glorify God. It teach you how to share in Christ's suffering. You know, Christ is our example. It teaches you that God is your Redeemer. You know that you can confide in whatever to God. And that it teaches you also about sowing and reaping, the principle of it. It teaches you also how does the wicked prosper. Because you always say, they always getting prosper. They always doing good. Okay, but had you looked to see, was they serving God? Was they doing what God say do? Or was they listening to the enemy? But when you pray fast and give everything in every situation, I mean every situation, don't hold on to anything. When you give and turn over everything to God, he will give you double for your trouble. And when you think about Job being an upright and a righteous and a perfect man with God, you can't help but know that God will surely, surely bring you out. You know, and I kept reading on that patience and that endurance. We got to endure to the end. We can't give up. We can't stop. And when you think about Satan is the source of evil. We got to remember what Job went through. Listening and reading Job, he went through a lot. But he hung in there, other words. He hung in there. He didn't just throw in the towel. Even when his friends came, ridicule him, asking, Job, you must have sinned. What did you do? Because they couldn't figure him suffering like that. He had to do something that God was punishing him. But again in the scripture, God said Job was a perfect and matured in faith. Even after he lost everything, he was still mature in his faith. He still was claiming, loving, and serving God. And when you think about God's protection, how God will protect you from all evil, through all our trials, our confusion, our confession also should bless the name of God. Jesus lived. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And you know, when you think about fear, fear robs us of faith and God's blessing. We don't need to live in fear. We need to know what thus says the Lord. And the Lord wants to bring each and every one of you through today, no matter what you're going through. You know, God is going to be there with you to go through with you. And when you just think about at the end of the journey, you want to reap a benefit, a crown of life with Jesus. And going through whatever situation you're going through today, God is your Redeemer. He is the Redeemer. You, this day. And when I think about God is so sovereign, Ooh, you know, when I go back and think about the punishment and judgment that will happen when God returns. And, you know, Job's three friends believe they are correct that the scriptures teach us that the righteous are blessed and the wicked suffer. But Deuteronomy 28 presents the blessings for obedience and curse for disobedience. There are many other reasons for sickness that may attack your body, but God is so good. When I just think about that I had a Job experience, what God brought me out of, and I came up saying one day when I was going through so much, sickness had attacked it, sores had attacked it, my body from my head to my feet, and that was about 15, 16 years ago. And when I kept reading the Word of God, and I took with the Job mentality, I think. I started saying, you know what? I'm going through what Job experienced. I understand what Job went through because I'm being attacked by the enemy himself. Everything he could put upon me, he tried doing to me. Everything he thought he could do, throw the kitchen sink at me, he was doing it. But, you know, today I stand bold and proclaim the word of God that God is a good God. You
Hello.
Hello. The enemy is mad because we are talking about Job, the reason for Job's experience. We lost connection, but we're back on it. For the next 21 minutes, we're still going to be giving God the praise. We're going to be giving God the glory because God is truly worthy to be praised. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you today for getting back on air. And we were talking about Job, what Job went through. We know someone out there in the radio land has been going through and being attacked just like Job was attacked in their bodies, their families, their homes, on their jobs. But we know the wicked will not prosper. We know that God is in totally control. And as I was reading about Job and his friends, you know, Job's three friends believed they was correct, that the scriptures teach us that the righteous are blessed and wicked suffer. But Deuteronomy 28 presents the blessings for obedience and curses for obedience. And there are many other reasons for sickness in your body. And, you know, as I went through a little bit further, going through from different chapters, talking about honey, understand that this was a righteous cry, similar cry to the publican and the sinners at that time when they was talking about it in the Word of God. And when we come to patience and endurance, we have to have patience. We can't throw in the towel and throw up our hands when the least little thing come up or the least little thing happen. We want to give up. No, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to endure to the end. We're supposed to teach and be obedient. Trials and temptation, ridicule and rejection are all learning experience. Trials should not be resistant, but we should react as God teaches us. We're going to have temptation, but we got to know where our faith lies in those temptations with God. We're going to be ridiculed, but don't let ridicule hold you. You're going to be rejected by man and woman. You know God is in control. He's sending you through a learning experience. And you know, as I had scriptures to give today, glorifying God, you can go to John 21, 18 through 19, 1 Peter 4 and 16, and 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 8 through the 10th verse. Still talking about Job and the suffering. We can share in Christ's suffering. Also, when you read that, as you read the story of Job, you can go to Philippians 1 and 29, Philippians 3 and 10, Colossians 1 and 24, and 2 Timothy 3 and 12. We're still talking about Job and the suffering. You know, as I went to the Old Testament and looked up saints who suffered trials, and as I went through, I saw Abraham. He waited 25 years for a child and then was told to offer that child as a sacrifice and kill him. Now, this was back in Abraham's time. This was a suffering. This was a test. This was a trial. Joseph, he was sold as slave, put in prison, and not rewarded by butler who Joseph interpreted dreams for. These trials lasted years. That lets you know, when you read the scriptures, you're going to find different ones that suffer through trials in the Word of God. So no, surely we're going to suffer something. And Joseph's brother feared when Joseph died. When Jacob died for selling Joseph. And as I went on, Daniel, three friends, trials required going through the furnace. You know, in Daniel 3, 16 and 18, God is able. We know God is all powerful. God will deliver us. Even as he does not, we are to trust in God, even in going through death with our faith. We are still to trust in God, not give in. And you know, through the word, some suffer for sin and others for God. That mean everybody that suffered don't mean they were suffering because it was in sin. You may be suffering for God's sake, because God suffered for each and every one of us. And as I read through the scripture in Lazarus and his sister suffered through Lazarus' sickness and death. The sisters had faith for his healing. If Jesus was there, they thought his death was the end. Jesus was able to teach several principles about resurrection and death and receive glory by Lazarus' resurrection. My. Here we're still talking about the suffering of Job to let you know you're not the only one suffering. Job wasn't the only one suffering. Job suffered the most in the Word of God. He went through because the Lord permitted Satan to attack Job, but he couldn't have his soul. You're being attacked today in some area of your life, but God is not letting the enemy take your soul out. Stand on your faith. You know, the book of Job vindicates God's faith in Job. Job is a background between Satan and God. Goodness for goodness sake, not for reward. My. God never answered Job, since what he does is perfect and correct. Job was the pawn in the match between Satan and God. Job did not have, you know, to understand his trial, just like we do not always know the reason for our trial. But we are to trust in God as we go through our trial. And as you look around you, in your neighborhood, in your family, all people go through trials. How we act is what God is looking at. We all going to go through something in this life. We're not going to be here on a flower bed of ease and think it's all going to be honky-dory, but it's not. We all are going to go through something in this life. And, you know, as I come to a close, God assured Job of his love, his wisdom, and his power. Job learned the harsh lesson that when everything is stripped away from your life, all we have is God. And God is enough, no matter how bad God's love and his grace are enough. God gives us his presence, his word, his people to help us in our trial. And that's enough. We can lean and depend on God no matter what we are going through, no matter what trial. Don't give up. Lean and depend on God. We want to be like Job, suffering testing our faith. Suffering can strengthen our faith. You know, you may not felt like you had any faith, but when you come from out of trial and you've been burnt in the fire, you know what suffering is all about. You know, suffering can shatter your faith, but we have to make the choice. Suffering will either drive us into God's own, or suffering will cause us to walk away from God. Make the right choices today. Trust in God's infinite wisdom. Trust in God's perfect love. Seek God's presence in the midst of your pain. God's perfect love for you. God truly, truly loves each and every one of you all today. No matter what scars you may be bearing today, God still loves it through what it was to make you stronger, to give you more understanding, to give you clarity of what God wanted you to do. So today we want to leave with you Job's story on suffering. And when you have a chance, read Job. You may not have read it in a long time, but take the time to read Job. And you can understand a little bit more reading his story, his life, what he went through in the Word of God, what you're going to go through in this lifetime. But you can still raise your hand and give God praise. You can still open your mouth and say, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. I had patience. I endured, and you blessed me more than my eyes and my mind could ever imagine. You gave me more than I had before. So today I'm going to leave with you. Encourage yourself. As I play this song, encourage yourself today. Hello.